Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of the Holy Spirit, that as your scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Our first reading comes to us from the book of Acts. I'll be reading from the second chapter, starting with verse 1. You're welcome to follow along with the words on the screen as I'll be reading the New Revised Standard Version or the Pew Bible on page 1324, which is the Common English Bible translation. Hear now from the book of Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, and the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you. And listen to what I say. Indeed, these people are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, even upon my slaves, both men and women. In those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And thus ends our first reading. Our second comes to us from the letter to the Romans from chapter 8, starting with verse 14. "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, 'Abba, Father,' it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him." Friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God for it. Pray with me. Gracious and most holy God, on this day of the gift and remembrance of the Holy Spirit, Pour out that Holy Spirit upon us gathered here, that it may reveal to us your truth, your love, your grace, as we reflect upon the story at the very beginnings of the church, the one that you have called to share the good news of Jesus into the world and remind us of who we are and whose we are as we reflect upon the gathering of us here this day and upon all who have gathered across time and space. May the words of my mouth and the collective meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So the gift of the Holy Spirit, it is one of 2 days where we can wear red. It's kind of fun to think about that. And yes, certainly Kathy has already shared with the kids the excitement of Pentecost as being the birthday of the church. And we often think of the birthday of Jesus, right, as happy birthday, Jesus, at Christmas Eve. And then we know from the story that Jesus was only going to be with us for a short while, but would ascend into heaven and promised us the gift, the advocate, the comforter, the promised presence of God to remain with us through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that is what we remember this day, that the rhythms of our community, the rhythms of the church, remind us of how God has continued to work towards this reconciliation and fullness of relationship with us by giving us both Jesus in flesh and the Holy Spirit that lives within each and every one of us. Now, what's interesting is we think that this day of Pentecost was the first time the gift of the Holy Spirit, when in fact, it was where it was manifested to a very, very large crowd. The gift of the Holy Spirit had come upon at least the disciples of Jesus a little earlier, where he breathed on them and gave them the Spirit as a way of comforting them, knowing that they were reeling from the suffering, death, and loss of Jesus, even though he was resurrected from the dead. But that wasn't the end of the story, right? Because that was that small group of persons who received this gift. But God's intention was never meant to be kept behind closed doors or in confined spaces. That it was intended to be vast and broad. Why? Because the whole intention of God that we hear, the arc and the story of salvation, was to reconcile all things, all people, all creatures, all of creation into that perfect relationship, that original intent with creation. And so that is why we have the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because that is what continues to remind us of the presence of God within us. And when we baptize babies, we call upon the Holy Spirit to fall upon that child, that they may be water washed and spirit born. But that gift of the Spirit is not solely for babies. It is also for our kids. And I know that Ella was baptized in January, and she's going to be confirmed today. She received the gift of the Holy Spirit a little later. And I know that there are those in our midst who were maybe baptized as adults. I know we had one of those last summer here in this place. And there are those who maybe never know Christ who are baptized near the end of their earthly life. There is no moment where we cannot be gifted the Holy Spirit of God and incorporated into the family of God. Let me say that again. There is not any moment where we cannot receive the gift of the Holy Spirit to be brought into the family of God. I know early in my ministry days, I had a button that I could wear. How many of you remember buttons that you could like pin to your shirts, right? Like when I was little, it was the members only jacket that you would be covered in, like your concert swag and your little sayings, whatever. But I had a button that said, Child of God. you are a child of God, so that if anybody read it, they would be hearing a message that they were a child of God. And sometimes when we think about children and child, we often may think of immaturity and unawareness, but I'm going to kind of dispel that. That our kids probably have a better understanding of who God is and the nature of God than we as adults do. Because as we grow, we tend to filter it through our life experiences, or we get so blinded focused in a certain direction that sometimes we forget that we too are children of God, to be nurtured in the faith and to grow in relationship and nearness to God. And so this idea of spirit of adoption, the truth is none of us were part of that initial community, right? We weren't there on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit descended like tongues of flames. Because we're here 2,000 years later, right? I know I'm old, but I'm not that old. And depending on which kid you ask, they may think, well, you're really old, right? But we were not there. We were not present. But those who were there received that gift of the Spirit and then shared the good news, that it was propagated. It was spread out like wildfire, that those that were gathered were hearing the voices in their own language. Now, remember, this day of Pentecost was where everybody descended upon Jerusalem for this festival. So they were coming from all over and had their own native languages. And yet in that space, in that moment, they were unified as one. And because of that experience, they left that place and went back to their own homes and shared their experiences. They shared their stories. And then others were brought into it and brought into the community. And that has happened over and over and over and over again, bringing more into the family of God, where we have said, you are a beloved child of God. You are part of God's family when you are washed with water and born of the Spirit. All had been adopted into the story of God. All had been adopted into this family. We too have been adopted into that. Now, I know today is a special day. We have friends and guests who maybe worship in other places or maybe don't worship at all. And I'm so glad that you are here, because this is my chance to tell you that you are a beloved child of God. That we are all part of God's family, that we all receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, that we are unified in the good news of Jesus, and that we are going to go back to our homes and talk about our experience of today. Be like, what a great day it was to see five young people ask hard questions about faith. Five young people who were so excited to be here on Sundays. Let that sink in. Five young people who were willing to get up to come to church and hang out with some old people to hear about the faith and to ask questions, and they're still here. How cool is that? Because part of it is we recognized both within them and ourselves that we are all children of God. That we are all making this journey together. That they will continue to grow just as we will continue to grow, just as you will continue to grow and flourish by the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God that that is not something we can do for ourselves, but rather it is God's initiative and God's desire to bring us into this relationship, that this is a gift that we can receive, an experience that we can then share into the world to say, let me tell you about the one who has given me a family. Let me tell you about the one who has given me this community to grow and walk alongside. Let me tell you about this love that I felt I never deserved and yet has been gifted to me, because I am not just a child of God, but a beloved child of God. Friends, that is my hope. That is my dream. That is my desire for each and every one of us in this place, that we will be reminded of our own connection in this family, that we will receive the Holy Spirit again and again to remind us of the presence of God within us, that we may be the presence of God out into the world, until all come and become part of God's extended family through the Spirit of adoption. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.